Good evening, and thank you for supporting Public Radio. It's time for another edition of Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. Tonight, I've got two guests on the show. First up, Michael Glubicki, band leader of the group Rusted Root. They're performing on March 25th, that's this Saturday, at the Hammond Civic Center in Hammond, showtime 8 p.m. Tickets are general admission, and there's plenty of free parking. My second guest tonight will be the opening act on that bill, Devin Allman, who just happens to be Greg Allman's son. But don't let that throw you. He's got plenty of his own music and his own style. Be sure to keep your phone nearby, because coming up on tonight's show, chances to win tickets to see Rusted Root and Devin Allman at the Civic Center. Listen for your chances to call in and win. We'll get to meet Devin Allman on the second half, but coming up first, on the phone, Michael Glubicki of Rusted Root. After we check out this one from Rusted Root's last album, it's the title track, The Movement.
Come to boom boom steady, it's a movement in the sun.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Public Radio. It's time for another edition of Midwest Beat. The song I opened up with was called The Movement. It's the title track of the last Rusted Root album from a few years back. As playing that tune might suggest, tonight's first guest is Michael Glebicki. He's of the band Rusted Root, who are performing March 25th at the Hammond Civic Center in Hammond, Indiana. Showtime 8 p.m. Tickets are general admission. Opening up the show will be the Devin Allman Band. Devin is the son of Greg Allman, and he definitely has the family chops. In fact, Devin will be joining me tonight on this program, so be sure to stick around for that. But right now, welcome, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Michael, the last Rusted Root album, we just played the title track, The Movement, came out about 4 or 5 years ago. The Little Birds have told me the band has been very busy writing and recording new material over the last couple of months, and that a new album is expected sometime this year?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. We're working hard on it and having a good time. We're actually going to play some songs on the tour and try them out in front of audiences and kind of get feedback. Kind of an interesting way to do it. You know, you try out the new material and you immediately know if you got something or if you don't.
Tell me a little about the album that you're working on and the songs. Is there a set release date yet?
Not really. We're taking our time on this one. You know, over the past couple of years, people have been making a big deal out of, you know, the 25-year anniversary of Rusted Root, and I had not been thinking about it. So finally it set in after, you know, so many years of people talking about it. And now I kind of feel the pressure that we need to, like, come out with a, you know, like a different direction, different landscape of music. And so I've been kind of working hard on that, coming up with a general blueprint for the band to arrange off of and in making sure that the general blueprint is something really different that we haven't done before.
Well, Rusted Root sound has always been a hybrid of so many styles and genres, acoustic folk, Americana. You've got a lot of tribal world grooves in there, some blues, some rock. And I've just got to wonder how you, a kid from Pittsburgh, got so entrenched in the global sounds that we hear coming through in the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, when you think of Pittsburgh, you think of sort of like blues, rock, beer and shot kind of music. And I've always liked that too. But as a kid, I was kind of like looking for something different. And then, you know, it just sort of all happened at once. It was really interesting how it happened. It's like my cousins were playing in an African drumming ensemble at CMU. And then I saw a couple world drumming Afrobeat concerts at Pitt, like I was just in high school, and just kind of came across them down at Pitt University. Then my friend in high school got this African drumming cassette tape, kind of a collage of music. And, you know, it just sort of all started filtering into me. I never, like, really studied it, but I definitely felt it, you know, like I recognized the power of it and the energy of it. And so when I started writing music, I kind of felt like I wanted to recreate that energy the way that I was hearing it in my head.
What's a song from early on in Rusted Root's career that we can play that kind of exemplifies that?
Well, I think for that you have to kind of go to Cruel Sun. Do you have Cruel Sun, our first album?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'd do? I'd go to Primal Scream.
Let's do it now, and we'll be back with Michael on the other side.
Bye.
is Midwest Beat. Thank you for supporting Public Radio. Michael Glubicki is our guest, the founder of Rusted Root, the singer, songwriter, guitarist. They're coming to town March 25th at the Hammond Civic Center. Is it fair to lump you guys in to the jam band genre? I know you play with a lot of the guys like Dave Matthews, Santana, Allman Brothers. Would you consider yourself a jam band?
Sure, why not? I mean, it doesn't really, the term doesn't really mean that much. I mean, if you're calling like Santana a jam band, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the original term jam band, I think, was more like Fish and the Grateful Dead.
Right.
And then it expanded out to like jazz, and even Natalie Merchant was on tour at Horgfest, and she was considered like jam band. And I was like, what? You know, so it's, the term doesn't really mean much. It's like there's so much, you know, grouped into that. Mm-hmm. That it really doesn't have much meaning. So I'm like, yeah, sure.
As we've mentioned, you've played with Santana, and I'd like to play the Rusted Root version of Evil Ways, which I think you guys completely reinvent and bring a fresh approach to. Is there a story behind why you chose to cover that song?
We were playing the, what's it called, the Something Bowl in Los Angeles. I think we were playing maybe with Plant and Page or something, and we got a call from Jody Foster. She wanted us to cover that song for her movie Home for the Holidays.
Okay.
But she wanted it in like 2 weeks. So we had to book a studio. We were on tour, so I think we got into the studio at like 2 a.m., something like that, and recorded it by the morning, and then got back on tour.
Wow.
But that was pretty much how it happened.
Well, the arrangement, I mean, it's similar in ways, but it's so unique. You did that in one day? I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah, and with no sleep. It was pretty nutty. Another funny story is we did a couple of tours with Carlos Santana, and I think it was towards the end of the second tour, we were on stage with him playing. We would always play like maybe 3 or 4 songs a night with him, and he broke into it, and he looked at me and just kind of like smiled, because he had just figured out that we had covered it, and maybe saw like the video or something. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty funny. It kind of put me on the spot.
There's more with Michael on the other side.
You've got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You've got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me running and hiding all over town. You got me sneaking and peeking and running around. Just can't go out. Lord knows you got change, and my pots are cold. You ain't round, baby. And Gene and Joan and who knows who. I'm getting tired of a way and a fooling around. I'll find somebody who won't make me feel like a clown. Can't go on. Like a clown, just can't go on.
was Rusted Roots doing Evil Ways. March 25th, they'll be at the Hammond Civic Center in Hammond, showtime 8 p.m. Tickets are general admission. Let's open the phone line right now and give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Rusted Root and Devin Allman. Dan's waiting by the phone, 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577. I'm taking caller number 5 right now. Michael, let's talk a little bit about the actual Hammond Civic Center show. You said you're going to be road testing some of the new material. Is this because of the 25th anniversary, kind of a best of show?
I would say it, yes. Yeah, I would say that we're bringing out songs that have meaning for us at this point in our career. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, meaning for now and society and our political situation and just trying to bring some healing to it all. And
the Rusted Root got together early 90s, 95. The song Send Me On My Way was a big hit, and it's one of those songs that just never dies. It's been used in various films like Ice Age, TV shows, even new ones like New Girl.
Like you said, it does have a life of its own. And the cool thing about it for us is a lot of young kids are coming out now to our shows because they've heard it in the movie Ice Age or the movie Matilda. And so they're coming to our shows, and you can kind of see it in their faces that it meant something to them. They're bringing their experience of the song to the night.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can also see them waking up to the fact that, oh, there's all this other music going on here, and it's inclusive, and it's including them.
Send Me On My Way. This is the song that kind of opened the doors. We'll be back a final time with Michael of Rusted Roots. Stay with us.
Tell you to run.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
The moment to see, moment to young. Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, but say, oh, but tell you to run.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
The moment to see, moment to young. Well,
I would like to hold my little hand. I will like to hold my little hand. I will cry. Send me on my way. Well, pick me up with golden hair. Best say, oh, best tell you to run. Nobody see me, but young. Yeah,
reach out my hand. Ombe say, ombe tell you to run.
Away, away.
Ombe say, ombe on.
That was Rusted Roots and Send Me On My Way, a major hit for the band back in the early 90s. It remains a crowd favorite. Surely one that the audience is going to hear live March 25th when the group performs an 8 p.m. concert at Hammond Civic Center with special guest Devin Allman Band. Devin is the son of Greg Allman, and he definitely has the family chops. In fact, Devin will be joining me tonight on this program, so be sure to stick around for that. Michael is with us for just a few more minutes. Michael, Liz Berlin, co-founder of Rusted Root and your longtime collaborator, is well known for doing solo albums and solo tours when the band's not busy. Obviously, with a new Rusted Root album on the way, she's going to put that on the back burner. But when you guys do have downtime, do you yourself have any side projects that you do?
Yeah, me and Dirk Miller, our guitarist, and I go out as a duo and do shows around the country, you know, maybe 2 to 5 or 6 shows a month. We have a really good time with that. It's kind of nice because you can kind of find out a lot more about the music than you can with, you know, 5 people playing all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to explore these different dynamics and landscapes and then bring it back to Rusted Roots. So that's been really good. We are writing material just for that and then kind of a solo album. And I'm also producing some different artists, helping them out, helping them find their way and recording them. And then probably there's going to be a yoga album that I'm going to be working on, sort of a more music to do yoga to or to meditate to, that sort of thing. And then also working on a very much like a pop album.
He sounds like you got your hands full. That's 3 solo albums in the works. The yoga album, the one that's more acoustic, and then the pop albums, plus the new Rusted Root and the tours.
Yeah, well, it's cool that you can bring the laptop on the road and do a lot of the work as you're traveling and then come back to the studio and back in Pittsburgh, and it's not that hard anymore.
We're going to wrap things up right now. Let's close out with another classic Rusted Root song. Anything in particular you'd like to play, Michael?
Let's go with Back to the Earth.
Back to the Earth. Hammond, Indiana is where you'll find Rusted Roots, March 25th at the Hammond Civic Center, 8 p.m. show, general admission, and again, lots of free parking at this event. And opening up the show is the Devin Allman Band. Devin is the son of Greg Allman, and he's got some great chops himself. In fact, he's got 8 albums under his belt. We'll be talking with Devin Allman in just a couple of minutes on the other side of our final Rusted Root song. And we'll also open up the phone lines and give you a chance to call in and win free tickets to see Rusted Root and Devin Allman. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I appreciate you taking time out of your evening.
You bet. Can't wait to get out there and put on a show for y'all.
What is the website that we can keep up with all your different projects?
RustedRoot.com.
RustedRoot.com. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And no one listened to me. Back to the earth I live, and they all follow. The gumbo come up, see my hood, my word. The gumbo come up, see my hood, my word. We'll be right back.
I feel it. Back to the earth I'm falling. Back to the earth I feel it. Back to the earth I'm falling. Minute of visions of you. Minute of visions of me. Minute of visions of you. Minute of visions of me. Minute of visions of you. Minute of visions of me. Minute of visions of you. Minute of visions of me.
Michael Glubicki of Rusted Root. What a great guest. And it's going to be a great show. If you've never seen Rusted Root, they are going to be here this Saturday at the Hammond Civic Center in Hammond as we get ready to welcome Devin Allman, son of Greg Allman, to the show here. Let's play a song from him called Find Ourselves, and you need to find the phone and call right now. 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577. First person to get through right now is going to see Rusted Roots and Devin Allman.
Find yourself.
listening to Midwest Beat on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounge as your host, and that is new music from Devin Allman. Find Ourselves is the name of that one. It's off his latest album, Ride or Die. And Devin Allman's going to be opening up the show for Rusted Root this Saturday at the Hammond Civic Center in Hammond, Indiana. And speaking of finding ourselves, we now find ourselves, I hope, with Devin Allman on the phone. Devin?
This is Devin. Hey, Tom, how are you? I am here and ready for you.
All right, great. Given your musical heritage, does music seem to be a predestined career choice for you?
I never really thought about that. I thought about, what was going to, fire my soul up. And, at the time of exiting high school, it was theater and acting and music.
Okay.
So, the only thing that, my heritage would have given me a slight advantage was I got to go out with the Allman Brothers during their 1989 reunion tour. That's kind of a litmus test for myself, to go live the life, see how it works for a few months nonstop. And kind of, I figured at the end of that tour, I would make my decision on whether it would be acting or music. Obviously we're not doing an interview for a movie, so I chose music, and I was really glad to be able to kind of go out there and make that decision, having, a real firsthand account of what it entails.
We see so many musicians now going into acting, especially television guest appearances and things. Do you still have an ambition for that?
Yeah, I actually took part in a series that was being looked at by some major networks 6-7 years ago. But I'm always open to it. I still have the chops. I'm still able to do it. It's fun. I'm looking into doing some voice acting as well. So, Yeah, I always keep that on my radar as an option.
Okay. How early in life did you actually start playing? And did you always gravitate towards the guitar?
No. I started violin at age 10. I was horrible. I picked up guitar at 13. It was just far sexier. Figured I could get more chicks with a guitar than a tuba or a violin. It just spoke to me. There was a rebellion aspect to it. There was a sexiness, a poetry, and it was love at first sight.
Devin, how much Ride or Die material is going to be included in the live concert set?
It's tough, because you want to play a lot of the new record, but you also have fans of the last 8 records. If you consider the solo records and Royal Southern Brotherhood and Honey Tribe and kind of all the different stops along the way, I think it ends up with, 4 from the new record and then 1 to 2 from each of the old ones. And, then a couple choice covers to make it fun and some extended jams on some tunes. It's really kind of a trip down, my discography.
Okay. One of my favorite songs off the new album, Ride or Die, is the 12-string acoustic number, Live from the Heart. Tell me a little bit about that song before I share it with my listeners.
That was the first tune that I wrote for Ride or Die, actually. I was sitting around backstage in Connecticut in that... that strum and those licks kind of came to me, and I did a quick demo of it in my hotel room, and I played it back, and I was like, well, this is not like anything I've ever released. I don't know if this is going to be suitable, but I really liked it. And I really noticed it was kind of the first time I allowed my kind of like 80s alternative music influence to kind of rear its head. It sounded to me like REM meets like an old soul record or something. So I kind of said, man, this next record is going to be like alterna soul. And I was glad that I kind of let it live, because it really opened the doorway to kind of make a different record, not a record that I think it has to sound this way to be in the blues rock genre, or it needs to be this way for fans of my older records. I think it was finally time for me to stretch out and try some new things and have some different sounds going on, and that's why I took over the producer's role for Ride or Die, and just really, it's not crazy art rock or anything experimental, but certainly a departure from the last decade of musical activity from, my record.
This is Live from the Heart. While this song is playing, be sure to give us a quick call. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Devin Allman and Rusted Root this Saturday, March 25th at the Hammond Civic Center. Be caller number 3 right now. 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. Caller 3, you're going to the show this Saturday.
Oh, this magic we must say. Live on your heart and listen to your soul. I tell it to you straight. I got the mileage to show. So live on your heart.
Is called Live From the Heart. It's off Devin Allman's latest album, Ride or Die. Devin Allman is my guest this evening on this half of Midwest Beat, and Devin's going to be opening up the show this Saturday, March 25th at the Hammond Civic Center with Rusted Root. 8 p.m. show.
Do you feel that you're locked in? I mean, so many people try to place you in the box of the blues, but your sound is so hybrid in many ways. There's so many different influences. Does it feel a little confining?
Yeah.
Do you get tired of people saying you're a bluesman?
Well, I mean, yes and no. Yes, in that there's the blues purists out there that, you know, if it's not 12-bar blues, like Chicago-style blues or mm-hmm. Delta-style blues, then it's not blues. But, you know, I've always been one to think that the blues is very malleable, stretchable framework that does allow other vibes in there. I mean, we wouldn't have the Stones or Hendrix if they didn't take the blues and, you know, rock it out. So I'm all for the blues being something that should always change and spin around and evolve and stretch. So at the core, am I a blues-based artist? Yeah, I think definitively. There's blues guitar licks and soulful singing. You know, the fact that that's not ensconced in a 12-bar blues construct, you know, I don't think that matters. We're talking about, we're in 2017. So mm-hmm. if you can't take blues licks and soulful singing and kind of dress them up in new ways, then, you know, why bother? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I think it's there for the taking.
Will you be self-producing again? Was that a good experience for you?
It's a love-hate. I mean, it's a lot to take on. I produce a lot of other artists, and I'm actually launching my own record label this summer, and I've just signed my first artist. I would say that I certainly enjoy producing other people a lot better, because it's easier to kind of have a bird's eye view of the vision for them. And with me, it's just kind of, it's overwhelming. It's not to say I don't like it, but I think I certainly like producing others better. So for the next couple records, I've got a side project with Cody Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars. We have a side project called The Slays, S-L-A-Y-S. And I produced that one. And then my next solo record, and that record, Slays record, will drop late summer. My my next solo record will drop at the beginning of next year, and I've handed over the production reins to Tom Hambridge again, who did Ragged and Dirty. We're going to go down to Muscle Shoals and do a really old school rhythm and blues record, straight to 2-inch tape, mostly live, very, very little overdubs, you know, just like they made records in the 60s.
Right.
So, you know, I've got my course plotted for the next 2 years and, you know, kind of reeling it all in and getting it all ready. I've never had my own record label. That's been a lifelong dream that's finally coming to fruition. But at the end of the day, as I get older, I definitely foresee where I'm going more into the world of production and less into the world of touring. So, you know, in 5 years' time, I'll probably tour 5 months of the year and then be producing artists for my label the rest of the time.
So this is the last release on Rough Records then. What's the name of your new label?
My label's called Create.
Okay, that's appropriate.
Yeah, Create Records. I think at the end of the day, I don't have any pie-in-the-sky dreams to become a big label. It's merely a portal to put my records out, and then about every 2 years, I'll sign a new artist, a young artist, and give them a platform to go and cultivate a career.
Do you have a business model that you're working from as far as looking at an indie label that you're fond of and say, hey, they did it right, I'm going to do this?
I really don't, because we're really in a bold new frontier where kind of anything is possible with digital music and the internet. You know, I think that there's a way to kind of harness the things that are working, whether it's Instagram for a newer generation, Snapchat, you know, and then older models like Facebook, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. There's a lot of different ways to kind of corral all the moving parts into one kind of straight ahead campaign. You know, and I think that's the one thing that the younger generation coming out now with music, you know, has over, you know, what we used to have, because it kind of used to be, you know, unless you're with a major label getting some major money socked behind you and a video on MTV and an ad in Rolling Stone, and, you know, it was almost hard to be seen. Well, now there's certainly ways to target an audience and be seen and heard. So, no, I'm really just kind of riffing with the best aspects of what we have with today's technology to kind of set my own business model. You know, and I imagine it'll take 5 years for it to find a solid groove. You know, we're all learning as we go here.
Right. You mentioned already signing an artist. Is that the Slays, your own project, or is it a different group?
It's actually a young artist named Jackson Stokes. He's a 24-year-old blues, like, virtuosic guitar player, great singer, great songwriter. He co-wrote half of Ride or Die with me. So yeah, I'm signing him, and I've also hired him into my solo band. So he's going to get a lot of exposure, you know, and then he'll be able to kind of go off and do his own thing. The Slays, I think, is going to be released on my label, but that wouldn't necessarily be a signing. It would just be, like, again, like I said, kind of a portal to put records that feature me out on. But we're not sure yet, so I would hate to, you know.
Okay. How would you define the music you're going to make with the Slays versus your solo career?
Oh, man. The Slays is just, I don't know, man. It's like galactic beer drinking southern rock.
Okay.
You know, it's got a little eye to the future and a little eye to the past. It's a really fun record. It's kind of hard to describe stylistically, but there's a lot of cool little flavors going on.
You had stated in the press in the past that you left Royal Southern Brotherhood to forge your own sound and walk your own path. Ride or Die is the third album, as we mentioned, since going solo, and again, more of a progression than a continuation in my ears anyway. Do you feel that you've hit your full stride with this album, establishing the sound you want? It sounds like you're very proud of this record.
I'm definitely proud of it, but I'm never one to, like, rest on my laurels and go, oh, well, you know, I mean, I still don't think I've written my best song. I still don't think I've recorded my best record. You know, I'm always searching. I mean, I think the Stones record that just come out is one of the strongest of their career, and they're 72 years old. So that, if there's any business model, that's it. Yeah, I mean, because that tells me in 30 years I could still be making records. You know, if I play my cards right, then that's what I want to see from myself. And I would love for a fan to come up when I'm 70 to go, and this is your best work. Like, so where Ride or Die, where I'm proud, I think if anything, it just kind of opened the doorway and told me it's okay to just be you and combine the influences and make records that are just totally you and not try and fit into the genre is selling. And, you know, what kind of record should you make to sell alongside, you know, Gary Clark Jr. and Joe Bonamassa? It's like, you know, I don't need to, you know, I've got a career. It's up and running. I tour 30 countries. I've put out 9 records. I don't need to think in those parameters anymore. It's truly about what's going to get me off for the next 12 months. Like, mm-hmm. what am I going to really dig playing live? What am I going to be proud of putting on a record? It yep. opened the door.
Not a keeping up with the Joneses situation by any means.
No. And I okay. think at first there was a bit of that because, you know, I am an Allman and there are expectations and there are people putting a lot of money into you and, you know, they expect something to be this way and that way. And, you know, I'm finally to a point where none of that matters.
Right, right.
And it's a very freeing, like, you know, feeling.
Anything we haven't touched on, Devin, that you'd like to let people know about?
My website would probably be good to list.
All right.
DevinAllmanBand.com. And thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you March 25th.
Thank you, brother.
All righty. Bye-bye. Cheers.